Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. Yes, it's race week again, the third race of the season. And it is a Grand Prix weekend where we are not even once going to comment on the start time of any session from Tom Bellingham. No, we're covering it off there and then, because I know all the Aussies and everyone that's in an unsociable time zone, usually they do this week in, week out. We need to suck it up and get over it. But oh my God, it's 4 a.m. race start. How are you, Tommy?
It's an early triple header because we've got China and Japan afterwards as well. So,
Is it a triple header?
Not triple header, but like three in a row that are early starts.
Oh God, I was like, wait, my schedule's all off, mate. It's a triple header.
But I don't mind getting up early if it delivers, because I have just watched Formula One uploaded a great video of basically an hour of absolute chaos and carnage from the Australian Grand Prix. So please deliver. I don't know if that's foreshadowing that just nothing's going to happen so people can watch that instead. But God, please be good.
So it's an hour-long highlights of every Australian Grand Prix that has some sort of chaos in?
Just like loads of moments, because it's a race that's produced so many.
It's got your delusion
so
levels
many.
A little bit.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done the patron thing as well, haven't we? Of a race where like everyone was just spinning off and going crazy. So, yeah.
So maybe, just maybe,
please,
it'll happen this year as well. We don't know. But before we get into it, we have a 5-star review. And this comes in from AK Parker in New Zealand. If you want your 5-star review to be read out, please leave us a review. Let us know why you love this podcast, because it helps us out massively. So thank you so much. And this one, as I say, AK Parker. I was depressed, utterly despondent. Matt and Tommy had departed these lands and darkness had taken root. Then a glimmer, a flickering flame danced upon the waters and a voice came from the barren wasteland heralding the change. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. Hope was rekindled, life restored, and from that small flicker, a flame spread and remnant rejoiced. The voice of Formula One has returned. Will knowledge has come back to us, we lowly believers. Rejoicing filled the streets, dancing and music flooded the cities, and children laughed with joy. May there be the peace in the lands forevermore. All hail the kings of F1, Matt and Tommy. Wow, that's creativity.
Poetic.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, AK Parker. We really appreciate it. Right, let's get into our predictions then, shall we? Have we been getting the spices out this week? Let's find out. Biggest good surprise. I have gone for Esteban Ocon. Yep.
Oh.
From a step up from the, quite literal nightmare of Bahrain, I think, for Alpine, to then, Ocon. Obviously, Gasly's car was not put together properly, but Ocon, little 13th. I see you. It's gonna be there. I was about to say it, and then I was like, I'm going to regret it if he finishes 11th. But that, I think, is still going to be surprising for Alpine. So I think they're going to be not great, don't get me wrong, but fighting for a point.
Well, yeah, I mean, based on the season that they've had and been the worst car so far, that if they beat really a couple of teams, then they're doing all right, aren't they? Fair. Biggest good surprise, I've gone for Oscar Piastri, the home hero. I just feel like he's had a great start to the season. McLaren got a pretty good result there last year, even though they were terrible starting the year, and they're better this year than they were last year. And Oscar's driving really well, and I hope for his sake that he does have a good race, because it'd be fantastic to see at his home track.
Yeah, that's a nice little prediction. Of course, he had a great Saudi. I think very quietly finished P4, and it had such a sort of unseen race. But he drove very, very strongly, and I hope for his sake that he has a banger. Biggest flop. Okay, so I'm 2 from 2 right now. And I've printed out the blueprints. And we're going to continue with the trend. Sergio Perez.
Oh, God's sake.
I am 2 from 2.
How is it cheating?
I'm referencing last year. I've not seen the races this year. However, why not? Why not go for what I went for last year? And I just think Perez, he's had a great start to the year. And it's likely to go wrong at some point. So let's flop it where I flopped it last year and bag myself an easy point.
He did have a pretty bad.
If he finishes any lower than second, that's a flop in my opinion. So,
oh, for God's sake. Yeah, true.
Finding the loopholes.
The loopholes left, right and centre. Biggest flop. I've just realised something, but I've gone for Daniel Ricciardo. So two Aussies, biggest good surprise,
well.
Biggest flop. I hope I'm wrong on this one, but he's not having the best of times at the moment. And the Australian Grand Prix has been a bit of a cursed race for him as well. I want to say that he's never scored a podium there. I know that for a fact. The only time he did and finished in a good second place, he ended up getting disqualified. And then I can think to the Renault, the race in the Renault where he ran over the grass and hit, I can't remember if it's a drain or something, like a little bump. Ruined his race from the start, and he's just had a bad time there, really. So maybe there'll be. I feel like there is going to be a lot of pressure on him based on how he started the season. I saw there were comments in the Australian media about his start, and a lot of like Australian sort of old school Australian F1 drivers sort of saying that, oh, it's is he finished and all this, and I hope he proves me wrong. And based on my biggest flop, they normally do quite well. So here we go.
Yeah, podium this year. And he's been around the block enough to be able to deal with Australian old drivers saying he's washed and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He's done it enough. So I doubt it would be too much pressure on his shoulders. But fingers crossed for his sake, he does not have a terrible weekend and that Tommy's flop continues to be completely and utterly irrelevant. That is a wild statement to say out loud. Pole position! I've properly gone into the depths of my brain right now, which isn't very deep. I am going for Max Verstappen. So I've unlocked some IQ here and gone, why are you throwing away points just for banter here? You know, Tommy's just racking up little points here and there. I'm going for wild little pole position. And this is when Charles Leclerc does get pole, and I'll be then crying in the post-race podcast that the one time I didn't go for him, he got pole. But no, Max is getting pole, and because Max is very good at doing Grand Prix racing.
It's so funny. It's so funny why we have to explain why with Max Verstappen. We're like, why have you gone for first? Why have you gone for pole position? Why have you gone for world champion? Have you watched Formula One? pole position, I've also gone for Max Verstappen. Yeah, I just see this one being a clear pole for Max.
Great.
The last two, Charles.
Everyone should tune in to our 4 a.m. Twitch watch along, though. It's not going to be that clear.
Well, there'll be a lot of intrigue. The fight for P2. It's going to be incredible. But no, it's Charles Leclerc obviously has done very good in qualifying. Ferrari are looking very good this year, but I just not seeing it. I think, it's funny that we've gone for Max. It seems quite boring, but I think that's the first time you've predicted Max this year. So
it is, and I'm clearly learning, because every time I haven't gone for Max has done whatever I was betting against him for. So, okay, interesting. A couple of Maxes for pole. What about our top three? In third position, I have gone for Carlos Sainz. He's going to come back, fire in his belly. He's owed a podium from last year. Robbed the stewards, giving him a big old penalty when they finish behind a safety car. And Carlos, after seeing Ollie Bearman in his seat, is going to be like, absolutely not, get away from that. I've got at most this year
yeah,
to go. And I'm going to enjoy every single weekend from here on in that Ferrari. And he's going to get a podium, and everyone's going to mark it amazing because he's come back from surgery to stick it on the podium.
Nice. We've not had confirmation as of recording, have we, that he's racing? Or
no,
not?
But I know for a fact, if Carlos Sainz is walking back into the paddock the day after the surgery...
He wanted to be like, seen, didn't hey, he? Like, I'm here.
My guy is going to get into that car no matter what.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for a fact.
So my P3, I have gone all in and gone Oscar Piastri for a podium in the Australian Grand Prix, which would be quite the story. It'd be a massive story, actually, because I want to say, off the top of my head, I don't think Mark Webber got a podium, so I don't think an Australian has got a podium in Australia for... I'm pretty sure Mark Webber hadn't been on the podium either. I'm sure he had a pretty bad time at the Australian Grand Prix. I could be completely wrong, and he's won, like, six races there, but... I want to say that he didn't get podiums. I now want to check it. But I think he'd be the first Australian podium finisher in a long, long time. Are you now checking?
So, yeah, I'm seeing Mark Webber on the podium at the 2002 F1 Australian Grand Prix.
Well, technically that was not a podium because... Or? No, he... So that was Minardi when he... basically finished fifth, and it was such a good result for Minardi, they were like, get him on the podium for a big celebration.
Right. Okay. Look, that's the encyclopedic knowledge that we absolutely love from you. That's fair. Okay, cool. All right, in which case, no, I don't think he did get a podium. So well done.
So yeah, Tommy. I don't think it would have been years then. Probably, yeah, like I guess probably Jack Brabham's or something. So it'd be an amazing story if he does it. What a story it would be if he did.
Are you envisaging, is this chaos or a McLaren legitimate?
No, just
pacey...
McLaren just being good. Okay. And I hope it's true. I mean, I'd love a bit of chaos as well. Sign me up for a bit of chaos. Because...
Please, and anything, because otherwise it's going to be a Twitch watch along. It's going to be one of those Twitch streams where it's just a sleeping stream.
Yeah. Just constantly being like, Matt, stay awake. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, it's your normal time because you're a dad, so it's fine. Yeah. Right, in second place, I have gone for Charles Leclerc.
Okay.
Because that is first place in a lot of people's eyes. So he is technically going to get a win in second place. Don't ask me how, but he's gonna have a great... Ferrari is still, in my opinion, the second fastest car. And yeah. I think both Ferrari drivers will outperform Sergio Perez this weekend. So come on the Ferrari.
I do not, because I've gone P2 Sergio Perez. I think he's going to continue his good start to the season. And I'm saying this despite the fact that you've predicted him biggest flop, so he has absolutely no hope.
surprised we'll you haven't changed it.
And we'll revisit this, because that is what did me in last time when it was Bottas, I think, wasn't it, in the final race when we were neck and neck on points. And I was like, nope, I'll stick to it. And then Bottas just like might as well have not turned up. So
so true.
So fingers crossed, Sergio Perez keeps having his good start to the season that he has had.
Okay. Fingers crossed for your prediction or fingers crossed for Formula One that Perez has?
I don't really know. It's probably care. I don't think it's really fingers crossed for a Red Bull 1-2, let's be honest, is it?
No,
I don't
no, think it's
many
really
people
not.
Are hoping for that.
It's weird because you're like, oh, do you want a Red Bull 1-2 and therefore Perez is still, you know, one DNF away from Max Verstappen, or do we want...
the Rosberg season still on.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. But okay, cool. And in first position, here we go. Max Verstappen. Of course, Max Verstappen. Can we just insert reasonings from previous predictions videos and just like copy and paste it? Because Max Verstappen is going to probably win 31 races in a row by the end of this year. Can we just...
It's like on Twitch when you can do a command that just explains a reason, like exclamation mark why Max, yeah. And then it just says because, like we said earlier, have you seen Formula One?
Yeah, I mean, I pray in all of my heart that Charles Leclerc wins the Australian Grand Prix. It will take me back to 2022, where at the end of that, God, I was so cocky. 34 points clear in the World Championship. Charles Leclerc led the World Championship. And that wasn't even to bloody Max Verstappen. That was to blooming George Russell.
Yeah, It was.
Oh my god, those were good times. I really enjoyed Ferrari posting the highlights today. I had a little watch of that. That was great. You know, Charles got a little bit of a bad safety car restart and then drove away and won by 20 seconds. That was when Formula One was at its peak, when Charles Leclerc was dominating by 20 seconds. No one had a minute's criticism to give it. But yes, this time Max Verstappen's going to win.
You joke, but during that period we were like, these new rules are incredible. Look how good it is. Like, the racing's amazing. And now we're here with P1, Max Verstappen as well. Again, reasons why. It'd be 10 in a row, wouldn't it? I think now. Insane.
Yes.
He can't win every race. We've not said that this year.
Yeah, we're starting it now. It's like,
I know, but
can't
I just
win every race.
Because he can't, right? But
surely not. But I just
kind
don't think Australia is one that...
He kind of is. And Australia is one that could be a bit chaotic. I want to say, testing my...
How chaotic it was last year.
I want to test my knowledge again. I'm pretty sure his last DNF would have been Australia, no? The
no.
one...
Maybe? When?
The, in no. that race that Charles Leclerc won, surely.
Isn't it Bahrain? Oh, no. Did he DNF in Australia?
Yeah, his last retirement. Oh, my word. I'm just looking at his Wikipedia. There are a lot of ones there.
No, I don't want to look at it.
I saw the most...
What did he DNF from in Australia? I can't remember.
Just a car failure.
Ah.
Because they had the two car failures, didn't they, at the start of the year?
Yeah,
and then it was like, Red Bull are washed. They're never going to do this. And then Max was like, okay, right, I'll start winning now. And then hasn't stopped since. Please stop! I saw an absolutely bonkers stat that in the last 25 races, Max Verstappen has won the same number of races as Kimi Raikkonen's entire career. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, that's there's more and more stats like this.
I know,
just
it's just an insane run. Like, I'm just looking at it like, it is utterly bonkers. I've not actually, because you kind of know, you know he's winning, but until you actually see it in front of you and see like all the, yellow, the yellow on Wikipedia of 1-1-1-1-1, and then just occasional, very rare non-victory. It's just absolute madness. But yeah, it would be quite something for him not to win now, but neither of us are predicting it's going to be this race, but wait to see. How long Singapore?
That might deliver something other than a Max win. Who knows? I would happily just pass off a point there so that we can have a great race.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And let's move to our one crazy prediction. So this is interesting because it kind of counteracts a little bit of what you've predicted, Tommy, because my crazy prediction is that all the Aussies won't do well. So that is Piastri, Ricciardo and Bottas will all not do well this weekend. It will be up for discussion as to what well is, but I am obviously going along with the Bottas joke of, was it Australian GP
and
putting up
everyone,
an ad with Bottas in it?
Everyone remember that he's locked it in now. So when Piastri and Ricciardo retire and Bottas
wins the race, then
it doesn't count. You don't get your point.
No, I'll get 2/3 of a point.
You'll be claiming he's not actually Australian then.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke. Okay, for disclaimer, it was a joke. Unless it comes in, it was a joke. What's yours, Tommy?
Mine is that Alex Albon makes Q3.
Round here. Okay.
Why not? Something a bit different. Little Albon masterclass. It's been a while since he's kind of done something. So, yeah, why not?
Okay, interesting. Let's now go to three crazy predictions from you wonderful lot. First comes in from Slosh4000. There will be contact between Yuki and Danny.
Ooh, that would be spicy.
That would pop off. I love a little Yuki team radio. Frowning Freeman, Lando podium. Okay, so we've got a different McLaren on the podium from Frowning Freeman and Lando. And finally, Rodaf1899, Max DNF. I feel like that has come in at least 3 or 4 times over the last year, and not once has it actually come in. So, look, we'll keep going until it does. And thank you, Rodaf, for putting that into the atmosphere, and maybe we'll just see an interesting race. But maybe Max will be off the pace and we'll all have a lovely little ding-dong, 6-way fight for the win, and Alonso down the inside takes the victory in the final corner or something.
Maybe. Imagine if we get... Did you see the sim racing clip of him avoiding all those cars?
Who's that?
Have you seen that? Max, when he was on iRacing and he's like...
No.
You need to see it. It's absolutely hilarious. it's absolute carnage. And just peak Max Verstappen that he manages to avoid all of it. It's literally Spa 98, cars are going diagonal
days
across him. And it's so funny. His reaction is hilarious. And of course, just carries on like it's nothing.
Well, that's Max Verstappen for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, that is it. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We appreciate you. We'll be live on Twitch for qualifying and the race, yes. So please come and join us. Matt, P1, Tommy, set your alarms if you're in Europe, please. Please come and join us. We will make it worth your while. And, of course, all the content you are used to seeing. Also, P1 live show tickets are still available. So please go and get those if you haven't already. All links are all over our social media, and we'll see you very soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and a bye from Frank as well in the background.
Oh, he just knew.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.